This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning this morning. Excuse me. Got a little excited there. It is Thursday, the 5th of January, 2023. You on the clock with Erin Green. This is Culture Thursday. And I just got to say, I got to start off the show by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to whoever it was. I think it was a YouTube page called The Good Samaritan. Thank you for uploading this song, a recording of this song, The Good Lord by Nita. I've been looking for this song for so long to play on this show. I am so glad that I finally found it. Good morning, good yawning this morning, and welcome to 2023. It's a Culture Thursday, and we're going to be playing some music today. But also, I got some questions. I think they're important questions. You may not think they're important questions. And so if you have a more important question, you could ask me that question too. The phone lines are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 and 325-4316. That's 325-4316. You could even try 325-4259. That's 325-4259. The text lines are also open today. The text line is 422-GR96. That's 422-GR96. So it's a Culture Thursday. We're going to be playing some music, but we're also going to be talking about music and culture along with some stuff in the news. But I got some questions because Tuesday of next week, Tuesday the 10th of January, is Majority Rule Day. And I think we're going to be in our a relatively short period of time. We've been celebrating majority rule as a national holiday. And so I got some questions about majority rule on the road to 50. One of the most important questions is, how are we celebrating majority rule on the way to 50, and what should a national celebration of majority rule look like? Say, this is a relatively new national celebration. It's a relatively new public holiday. And I think prior to this, we've been treating Majority Rule Day like it is a political, like a partisan political event versus a national political event. It felt like when F&M were in power, they wouldn't even mention Majority Rule Day. And when the PLP were in power, they talked about it, but I don't think any of their celebrations ever elevated to a national level. And this may be one of the most important majority rule celebrations or commemorations, particularly on the road to 50. One of the questions I always like to ask around Majority Rule Day is, what was more important for the psyche of Bahamians? Was it Majority Rule Day or was it Independence Day? Is it Majority Rule Day or is it Independence Day? So I think one position is that we most definitely achieved majority rule. The question is, have we truly achieved independence? And that's just a question that's up for debate. In fact, everything I say is up for debate. That's the beauty of this life. Everything is up for debate. Okay, second question. We're getting more into culture now. I am creating, or I want to create, or I'm going to pretend like I'm a part of the official government body organizing 50th independence celebrations. And I'm creating the 50th anniversary culture collection. That's right, I'm putting together a commemorative album celebrating music and culture in the Bahamas. Not just over the last 50 years, but also celebrating the music and culture that drove us to majority rule and to independence. Right? And so I got some questions here. The first question is, what songs are you putting on the 50th anniversary culture collection? Which song or songs do you think are so important to the Bahamian experience that you cannot have a 50th anniversary album without putting those songs on the list? I'm going to start with some songs I have, and then I'm hoping that you guys call in or text in and add to the list. Now, I even got a song on my playlist today. Sparky, I hope you're listening, Sparky, because I found a song performed by Frankie Victory. I say good morning to Frankie Victory, called Come to the Shop. And I need you to listen, Sparky, so you could tell me if this is the song, Come to the Shop, that you've been telling me and the listening audience about. I think that's very important, so I hope you listening, Sparky. We can play that song in a second. I say, what song are you putting on the 50th anniversary commemorative album? And how should the album be structured? Right? I think that each island should have its own section, right? Where we trace music from pre-majority rule straight up to the present on that island, right? Or coming from those artists from that island. So you got an Andrus side, you got a Grand Bahama side, you got a Inagua side, you got an Exuma side, you got a Cat Island side. And I think each island should have its own like mini album in the commemorative disc set to trace the lineage of music and culture on that island. I think that's a great idea. All right, I got a couple of texts and go straight to the text line. First text, Aaron, no country have full independence. Most of Bahamians don't understand what the fight was for. It was to govern and make decisions from our elected leaders. That's interesting. And I'm not going to disagree with you. Most Bahamians don't understand what the fight was for because there's nobody tell us what the fight was for. And I know people sit right here and say, why I have to tell you what the fight for independence was for? But I think we need to understand it deeper than just, oh, we wanted to be free. Because we were already kind of free. Sort of free. The question is, are we any freer now than we were before we made the decision to go to independence or before we achieved independence? And why can't any, you know, why does no country have full independence? Like, what's the point then? What's the point of calling it independence if no country is free to make decisions truly on its own without severe penalty? Another text, Aaron, with what's going on in Nassau, dear texter, I will share this text with my media contacts, okay? I got you. I feel you. It's a text expressing concern about the trust deficit with the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I will share that with my media contacts, texter. All right, producer, let's get to that next song. I ain't tell the people what song should be on the list yet, you know, but let's play that song by Ronnie Butler, number 2 on your list. I don't know. I think this song should be on the commemorative album. It's a song by Ronnie Butler, but wait till you hear which one it is. Ready when you are, producer.
Everybody's out there on the dock. They're doing what we call Bahama Rock. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, yeah. Bahama Rock. Early in the morning till late at night. Everybody's happy. No one's uptight. Early in the morning till late at night. Everybody's happy, no one's uptight. Rock from sun to sun, and then we give the earth from her sun. Oh, yeah, Bahama Rock. Oh, yeah, Bahama Rock. Everybody's out there on the dock. They're doing what we call Bahama Rock. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, producer, all right. I get a little too excited just now. I got a text here, producer. This text is for you. It says, I have one errand. Where you going to go next year? Who you going to visit? What you going to do next year? Where you going to go? Come to the Bahamas. There are 700 islands in the sun. What's that song called, producer? I just can't remember the name. If you could find it, we could play that one. I got a text here that says, the great America have independence long before us, but everyone needs everyone. We need each other, but we can now choose who we want. Even an adult is not independent. You know, man, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah, yeah. One second. I feel you, texter. Because I was just thinking about Mia Motley. And Barbados are a great example to the South, right? How they left the Commonwealth. Now, they removed the Queen as head of state. I'm not certain if they left the Commonwealth entirely. But they are a republic now, right? And while I celebrate them moving, you know, becoming a republic, removing the crown, the British crown as their head of state, it's like Mia Motley them went from the Commonwealth to the IMF. Ah, I got you. Barbados moved from the Commonwealth to the IMF. That doesn't suggest real independence to me. And it's of great concern. When we make this move, we have to be careful that we can sustain ourselves. All right, producer, the texters say, the song is, Where You Gonna Go Next? Yeah, that's the first lyrics of the chorus. I can't sing it because I wish I knew how to sing. But I think it's, where you gonna go next? Yeah, I think they say Inagua. I think that's what they say. But I just like Inagua. All right. The producer is looking for that song, Texter. Ooh-wee, I think somebody sent it to me. I can try send it to you, producer. Thank you, Texter. But send me the name of the song so my producer could find it. Okay. So here are the top runners so far for the songs that need to be on the 50th anniversary independence album. This is not just a short list, but this is a short list by a young person. And I'm sure there's songs that I'm unaware of that you may want to put on this list. Here we go. I think Burma Road need to be on the list. I think Going to Cat Island need to be on the list. Producer, can you play Daybreak Former by King Eric and His Knights? I think this song, Daybreak.
Daybreak and grow by your way. Look to me like a start of a brand new day. We in my boat, out on the sea, doing nothing but passing the time away. Well, I look to the west, I can see a reef, and I see we're turning a deeper shade of blue. Well, I put on me goggles, you caught me spell. I bit in the sea and tried to catch a view.
All right, producer, thank you.
Well, I catch a group of lot of
quick. That's Daybreak, King Eric and His Knights. And then I got to say this to my Bahamian people. Have you ever heard the Kai Gottlieb version of Daybreak? Have you heard the Kai Gottlieb version of Daybreak? What a beautiful song. Okay, so producer, I got some more info. The texted and they say that song is actually Party in the Backyard by the Brylanders, right? You know, we could play it because the texter think it's a sweet song, and I agree with them. It's a sweet song. That's Party in the Backyard. Okay, I have on the list Back to the Island. I think this has to be on the list. I don't care how you all feel about it, except I know you feel the same way about it that I do. Independence Morning by Priscilla Rollins got to be on the album. Got to be. It have to be. In fact, I want to know, do we have any songs that are specifically about independence, and do we have songs that are specifically about majority rule? I know we got Independence Morning, but I need more. Okay, more songs for the list. Run, Come, See Jerusalem. Gotta be on it. The mail going today and leaving all behind. Order. Got to be on the list. Now, okay, I got to call producer. Let's go to the call. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Aaron.
Morning, how you do?
Happy New Year to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one of my favorites, This Land Is Mine. God gave this land to me.
Listen, that's This Land Is...
No, This okay. Land Is Mine.
Okay, yeah. Are you going to put that on the list?
Yep.
I think that's a good one. That's important.
It's very important. I think it really marks some of what the country is all about.
Yeah. And I think, like, the songs are important for a number of reasons, right? Like, if we look back in retrospect, we realize this song has been talking about what we are going through right now and have been going through for decades, right?
Yep.
And that's the mark of a song that's important and needs to be recognized.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Keep them coming.
It's a pleasure.
Because, hold on, before you go, since I got you on the phone, another question is, who is the most prolific artist or artist and band over the last 50 years?
Artist would be definitely in that running would be Ronnie Butler.
Yep.
Band, I think the T Connections was an excellent band.
Yes. Took the world by storm.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
That's my two choices.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get to the text, and then producer, I want you to play that song by Blind Blake. Morning, Miss Green. I hear you use the word fight for independence, but did we fight physically, or the crown was open to allowing us Bahamians to gain independence? I heard you say certain words and phrases are inappropriate from our culture because it is offensive to a certain class of people. So some of these songs, would the Count and Ronnie Butler sing, should they be canceled? Boy, look here, Texter. That's a good question. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it, right? I don't think they should be canceled. I think it's important for us, because I don't really believe in cancel culture. I think it's important for us to understand why the song was written, the context it was in which it was written, what it meant at the time that it was written, what's the message that it was sharing. Is there a message that's important to us? And can we reconcile with the language that was used? Do we want to keep it? Have we found better language to replace it with? Because look here, I think we need a whole thesis on that song, Who Put the Pepper? Because I realized this morning, I need to know why he wrote that song. And was he talking about somebody or someone? And we ain't out nobody. We ain't getting into people's business. But for not just Ronnie, but anybody to write and perform that song, and for it to have been received the way it was received, and to have held its place in Bahamian like cultural history and Bahamian culture, there's something behind there. The same way I tell y'all, you cannot be a senator. You cannot sit in the upper house of the House of Assembly if you don't know who Jerry Roker is or why we can't find him in town and why they gone to Inagua to look for him. And I okay with that because technically that disqualifies me from cabinet. I get it. It would disqualify me because I know. All right, I got a text here. Eddie Minnis has to be amongst the top artists, Aaron. Don't worry, I got Eddie Minnis on the list. All right, so let's, producer, you ready to play that song? Okay, now this is a song we're going to play. I think this has to be on the album. Now, mind you, the song I think was written pre-majority rule, pre-independence, but it's pretty important. Let's play that song, producer.
That's love, love alone. Cause King Edward to live the throne.
That's love alone. Cause King Edward to live the throne.
I know King Edward was noble and great, but his love would cause him to abdicate.
His love alone. Cause King Edward to live the throne.
I know my mommy, she gonna grieve. He say I cannot help, but I'm bound to leave.
His love alone.
Cause King Edward to live the throne.
Now, for those who like, look here, why you play that electronic techno version? First of all, let the people bring it into a new era for the young people. Let the young people hear it. That song may be one of the most prolific, important songs. Why? Because it shows how, like, the relationship between the crown and the lives of ordinary Bahamians. If you ever hear Blind Blake tell the story to, is that Perry Como? You can find it on YouTube, you can find it online, and he tells the story of meeting the Duke and the Duchess, of meeting King Edward, who left the throne, and his wife, and talking to them. But it circles back to the future, because we now have a King Charles III, who did not abdicate the throne, who did not say, it's love, love, and love alone that I'm concerned about. And I think that's interesting. And I wonder if he had had a good, decent, right-thinking Bahamian in his life, would he have done the right thing and abdicated the throne? Anyway, I like the song. I like that version. I like the original version. And I think it has to be on any independence list. Producer, do we have a new caller? Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. I am good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm well. Jeff chose the right song. You know what else could be on the that song should be on the list?
Mm-hmm.
By Smokey 007, Elijah Shaw, and he sung it to him.
Hold on. Smokey 007, A song about Elijah Obed?
Yeah, 1975. That's when Elijah Obed won it.
Yeah.
The Middle Week Champion. It's right on YouTube.
Okay. Are you going to look
they
for
it? Go Elijah Obed. Fight Elijah Obed. Fight him. It's a powerful song.
Yes. And that's
a part of achievement. I think Elijah Obed would be one of them. Independently.
Yeah.
The greatest achievement.
Yes.
I talk about after independent.
Yeah. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No man, I for that. Thank you.
Yeah, look for the song.
I will do. Look here, thank you.
You asked all the questions.
Yeah.
You asked Jeff what the question was.
It was the one was the most prolific artist, say, over the last 50 years and plus and beyond. You know, so we go back before independence, before majority rule. Who is the most prolific Bahamian artist?
I would say Eloise.
Eloise?
Eloise Lewis.
Oh,
powerful.
Yeah. See, I have
powerful
Noreen.
Woman. And well, before, mm-hmm. And he's talking about after the Teeth Connection.
Yeah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry I kept you waiting so long. All right, producer, we're going to run through some text and then play the song by Frankie Victory. Let's find out if this song is the Come to the Shop that Sparky keep telling us about. All right, I got a text. Aaron, I love that idea. A commemorative music album tracing the roots of our music and showing Bahamians that they have something of which they should be extremely proud is an excellent project which we should definitely aspire to. Music of the Bahamas currently showing at the Black Box is a beautiful production highlighting E. Clement Bethel's master thesis on music in the Bahamas and how it has evolved. If you want to learn something new about our local music, you have to see this show. That's Music of the Bahamas, currently showing at the Black Box, and that's at the former Dundas Performing Center of the Arts, right there on Mackey Street. Music of the Bahamas, thank you, Texter. All right, I can be honest. I got another question here. What's the most Bahamian music, right? Is it gombe? Is it rake and scrape? Soca, junkanoo, gospel and spirituals, blues, calypso, ballads, right? What is the most Bahamian music? But I don't have classical, right? I don't have classical. I don't have jazz on the list. I got to put those on the list. And I got to put E. Clement Bethel on the list for prolific artists. All right, let's play Frankie Victory's Come to the Shop.
Loving, sweet and kind. The shop door open each and every day. To genuine and bright smile and help in any way.
Come to the shop. Come to the shop.
Miss Johnson.
Thank you, producer. Sparky, is this the song you were talking about? Let me tell you why I think after hearing that just that little part there, I think this is the song you're talking about. Because I think you said that y'all wrote this song, or the song was written when y'all was like hanging out on Hawkins Hill in that area. Well, Sawyer Boy of the Guardian family on Star 105, Sawyer Boy on his TV show has a segment called Fat Chris. And every day, every other day, twice a day, three times a day, Fat Chris is go to Miss Johnson's house, like Miss Johnson is the shop. He's come just like that, Miss Johnson. Miss Johnson, I smell you cooking in there. The shop must be open. So I know that means, Sparky, this got to be the song. It's got to be the song. All right, I got another text here. It says, hold on, Aaron. And this part is, I want you all to hear this, all caps. Did you say you don't believe in cancel culture? Aren't you a part of the LGB? And cancel who, Ronnie Butler? You're crazy, eh? Bay, sit small, okay, and relax yourself. Dear Texter, first of all, I am a child compared to Ronnie Butler. I am a baby. I didn't even know the LGBT community canceled Ronnie for that song. I'd like to thank you for sharing that, if that's true. But I would have been but a year old. Like, I don't think I really had anything to do with that. Okay? And I would hate to think that that's what happened to Ronnie Butler, right? Like, he wrote that song, and then a faction of the Bahamas decided, well, this boy ain't going nowhere. See, that's happened to me. I didn't write a song, but that's happened to me personally. I've had people send message to me that that's what's going to happen to me. So I understand victimization. You know what I'm saying? With two things. I didn't know that's what happened. And the second thing is, it wasn't me. I swear. It couldn't have been me. I must have been a baby, if born at all. But I appreciate the sentiment. And I agree. Now, I tell you what. I don't believe in cancel culture. But full disclosure, I struggle with whether I can play any Stevie S music on my show. I wasn't even going to call his name. And they about cancel culture. I wouldn't ignore him if somebody else brought him up. Stevie S got some songs that are etched into the collective consciousness of the Bahamian people. When that song play, you remember when you where you were the first time you heard it. But I don't know if I want to play any Stevie S music on my show. And I think Stevie S was convicted of a crime with a sexual element to it. But I won't be honest with you, Texter. Because I appreciate what you're saying. But you trying, like, why would you even suggest to people that I cancel Ronnie Butler? You want me not be able to buy a cup of the shop, eh? That's a little mean, Texter. Another text here. Good morning, Miss Green. The song should be Confidential. Elon Moxie. What a sad 50th. Honestly, what are we honestly celebrating? Well, dear Texter, I celebrating the Bahamians undying. I want a 12-pound word. I don't know where Jeffrey Lloyd is when you need him. But our commitment to survival, even when we don't know the rules or we know we break in the rules, there's something deep within us that tells we got to survive. We got to keep going. Even if that's all I celebrating in my Bahamian people, I celebrating my Bahamian people and their lived experiences for the 50th anniversary. That's what I celebrate. Another text. Good morning, Miss Green. I love that you take the time to prepare content for your show. I'm not saying that some days having an open mic is not good. I just want to let you know that I truly appreciate your style and commitment to cultural awareness. Happy New Year. Thank you, Texter. And usually I have 8 billion ideas rolling through my head, so I need to create a plan that I could stick to. But thank you very much, and I enjoy doing this. This is a lot of fun. It helps me learn more about my culture. And I keep thinking when I was in grade 9 doing my BJC project on Andrus. And the reason I chose that is because my family from Andrus and we could get access to information. But how difficult it must be for young people trying to do projects and essays and talk about Bahamian culture. And so I want to raise a culture of appreciation for it, but I also want us to start putting in place the elements necessary so that other people could do it. All right. Good morning, Aaron. And here are my songs. People to People, The Buffet, Sugar Apple Ganep, and Slam Bam by Eddie Minnis. And don't forget Junkanoo Granny. But I got Eddie Minnis on the list. You can't forget that. We got Phil Stubbs. Phil Stubbs got to be on the list. It can't be a Bahamian album without him. KB, Ronnie Butler, Gino D, Ira Store, Eddie Minnis, Freddie Munnings Jr., Raphael Munnings, Maureen Duvalier, Eloise Lewis, E. Clement Bethel, Ed Moxie, and Ed Moxie got to be on this list. Ed Moxie is like the Fela Kuti of Bahamian music? Got to be on this list. Peanuts Taylor, King Harrison, Chippy Chipman, Priscilla Rollins, Pat Ramming, Blind Blake, T-Raz Hepburn, Joanne Callender, the Ramming Brothers, the Dicey Doe Singers, the Lassie Doe Boys, Christian Penn, Tony McKay, George Simonet, Al Colley, and the VIPs, Count Bernardino, King Eric Gibson, Jay Mitchell, Duke Errol Strawn, Tony Seymour, Veronica Bishop, Dr. Off, Sweet Emily, Smokey 007, T Connection, The Ramblers, Josiah Kinlock, who used to play with the Wailers, and then he went to Cuba and has won almost every Cuban Grammy he ever was. God rest his soul, he passed away, I think, last year. And that's just a short list. I want you to text me and tell me. A good text to say, the King and Knight should be on the band list as they traveled to Canada, Australia, and the U.S. representing the Bahamas. Absolutely. Once is Not Enough by King Eric and his Knights for the song. There you go. Play it, producer. We go into a break, people. I got to take a break. Enjoy the song. We coming right back.
Well, she's flying so free and easy in the sky. Lord, Lord, look at me. I'm rooted like a tree. Got to sit down and cry. Oh, Lord, gonna die.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Oh, I was a lonely boy. Until you moved in that store. Pretty blue eyes, I love you. Pretty blue eyes. All the guys in the neighborhood say, darling, that you sure look good. Oh, pretty blue.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock on this Culture Thursday. Okay, listen, we went to the break with Gary Davis's High Flying Bird, and we came back with Tony Seymour and the Night Beaters, Pretty Blue Eyes. Now, let me tell you all about that track. I tried to find a song or a recording that the majority of people have never heard. Well, that song just now, we heard a little snippet, was recorded in 1964 when Tony Seymour was a teenager. When Tony Seymour was a teenager. That's one of the classics. And that's why I have ballads on the list of like the most Bahamian genre. Right? Because we have this question in the political realm. You know, we always send lawyers to the House of Assembly to be prime minister. We tried it with a doctor. Now we have the Honorable Michael Pintard is a cultural actor. He's a writer. He's an author. And, you know, the question is, who's going to do the best job? I've always thought it's going to be the lawyer, but we need to put balladeers. That's what we need to put in the House of Assembly. Put them who could sing you a song like a mermaid. I mean, Tony Seymour. That song is just off the chain. In fact, I also wanted to put covers, right, as a genre of Bahamian music, because we will take your song and just make it better, buddy. All right, good morning, Aaron. Playlist 1, Independence Morning by Priscilla Rollins. 2, When the Road Seems Rough. 3, Sponge Your Money. 4, Burma Road Music from Joseph Spence. Oh, Burma Road, and then music from Joseph Spence, George Simonet, Pat Ramming, Rake and Scrape, and Junkanoo Music. Look how I forget Joseph Spence, eh? And McQueen, Frederick McQueen. Look who I forget them. And I even put Charlie Adamson on the list yet. Bangali, Show Me Emotion. Emily, You're Eating Too Much for Me. Oh, boy, the songs. Okay, producer, I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
A pleasure. Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing, ma'am?
Good morning, Sparky. How you do?
Would you say damn name, but them people say it's supposed to be what we did the last? Would you say damn name should be?
Who is the most prolific Bahamian artist over the last...
You said who should vote to go to the House Assembly? What classification you put them in?
Oh, I say, if you don't know... Two things. If you don't know who Jerry Roker is or why we can't find him in town, you can't go in the Senate. And the second one is, I think we need to try giving the balladeers a chance at being the prime minister.
Yeah, but we got them in the House Assembly. All of them is balladeers.
No, they sing for their supper, but they don't sing to entertain us.
Yeah, look here. That last crew, them was singing good, but don't you think they couldn't do they couldn't do no campaign in the park because COVID was around, so you couldn't have no mass groupings.
Yeah.
They couldn't go around the people's houses. They had to stay at the gate and stuff like that. But they were singing, though. They were singing some songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but see, like when me and Ronnie Butler was waking down at the Molded Alley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Randall, you know, he used to come down there and while we was doing the construction, him and Mr. Lenzie, he used to come around and walk through Nelly once a week and stuff. And when they opened up, then Roddy used to come down there to sing every Friday to the people that take pictures of their children.
Uh-huh.
So over time, I tell them, Roddy, I said, Roddy, you get too old for this and that the next, you know. He said, man, I all right. You know he's singing?
AJ, nothing but a number.
AJ, nothing but a number. So next time I see Roddy in the chair, I say, Roddy, didn't you tell me to sing enough, but AJ, nothing but a number. Why are you in the chair? He said, Sparky, that was only a song, man. See, don't let that fool you. Age is more than a number. That's why I had the chair now.
I got
but
you.
Because them last crew, they did do some good figures to us, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They were
some
nice songs.
Yeah.
We were dancing to them.
Oh, you're
but
right.
Now, then the music stopped.
There you go. Sparky, the song. You heard it? Come to the Shop?
Come to the Shop. I didn't hear this for it. I was going through some changes with my back problem this morning.
Look here, Miss Johnson run the shop?
Yeah, Miss Jordan, I think
that's
she's still today in my address, you know.
Sparky,
she's
I
a very
song.
Elderly lady.
Yeah.
And if you go to the corner, when you come off the East Street, you come to Address Avenue, I think it's the third corner on the left, mm-hmm. The little orange shop. It's the same old-fashioned shop like when I was small. When
wow.
You go around to Miss Dames and them, you ring or hit on the door. And
yeah.
When they open the door, it got a long piece of spring like. And got an old-fashioned cowbell on. Not this bloody cowbell that they got now.
Mm-hmm.
The old-fashioned cowbell is like a doorbell. And they cling, cling, cling. That let them know in the house somebody to the shop.
Yes, sir.
So when you go to the shop, you say, Miss Johnson, yeah, who that? This Gwenny said, where you are, boy? Mommy said, come and trust us some lard, please. And then she write that down in the book. And then, you know, you can sneak and come and she said, give her 10 children some candy, too. And so, you know, you think with a little candy.
Yeah.
She write that down in the book, and then your mommy say, will you get a lot of icy candy? I say, yeah, Miss Johnson, give them to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you get meat and get the candy, though.
Yeah, man. You had
have a good day.
I wish they had VAT. You could tell her that's the VAT, mommy. That's the VAT. Thank you, Sparky. Thank you very much. Producer, maybe tomorrow we can play that song. Again, we got plenty more song to play in no time at all. An important text. Texas said, excuse me, you twisted my words, Aaron. Ronnie Butler can never be canceled, and I never said that. I didn't say that you said, and I never said that. My point is your LGB love to cancel people if we don't go your way. He and all other Bahamian singers are unappreciated. Okay, dear texter. There is a global movement that like to cancel people. I in the Bahamas, though. I'd be here every day on the mic talking to you. It ain't me. I ain't a part of that group. And yes, all Bahamian singers are unappreciated across the board. I don't think we understand what it means. But a part of it is cultural imperialism. We're just so close to the States and that dominant culture. But you got to do the hard work. We literally have to do the work of entrenching the culture and the love for the culture in our children and young people. It's not enough to just look at them and say, oh, you don't want to know about yourself then. That's your business. How? Where is the information? Who's going to put it together so they could understand it, give it context? There's so much information. It's our job as older generations to do that. That's all it is. Look here, before we go, I got to say shout out. I got some cousins. They're in JA. I think the name of their group is Glitch, and they're sponsored by BTC. They made a pack of playing cards with the faces and bios of our leading Bahamians. Bremen, Elijah Obed is the deuce of clubs. Levan Sands is the deuce of diamonds. The Golden Girls are the three of hearts. They should have been the four of hearts, but that's okay. Because Priscilla Rollins is the four of spades. And Cleophas Adley is the four of hearts. And look here, this thing. Antonius Roberts, Richard Malone, Jessica Colebrook, first female tile manufacturer, Eddie Minnis, Mabel Walker, Gerald Cash, Sir Gerald Cash, Uriah McPhee, A.F. Adley, R.M. Bailey, L.W. Young. Did y'all know that was Leon Walton Young? S.C. McPherson. Oh, the ting, the ting, the ting. These are young people that are figuring it out. You got to do the work of preserving culture. Dear text, I'm going to read your text because you sent it. I'm instilling God in my children, not LGB and cancel culture because I can't get me to the promised land. Dear text, don't be distracted by these things. And you trying to distract me with them. We talk in Bahamian culture. Instill Bahamian culture and God in your children. You distracting me. Another text just as we go. Sweet Emily on the list. Lots of Bahamian cultural resources are digitized and freely accessible via the UB Library website. Check it out. Dear texter, first of all, I laugh, but don't think I'm not being serious. Thank you very much for sharing that information. The UB Library website. Now I'm going to need UB to start promoting that. I will continue to do it. In fact, expect an invite from me shortly to have y'all on the show. One of the most exciting spaces at UB is the, I think it's the School of Oral and Public History. Fascinating. UB Library website, I am going to check it out. Phil Stubbs and the Royal Readers got to be on both lists. And another text, there are also many humorous songs with great messages, such as Body Odor by Eddie Minnis. Where you have that song, Eddie Minnis? Because there's a pretty extensive anthology of Eddie Minnis music online, but I ain't never heard Body Odor. And then for the list, Tony McKay, Rude Boy, The Obey Man, Dry Bread, Cyril Ferguson, Bahamian music, got to be on the list. But listen, I'm all out of texts, I'm all out of time, I'm all out of calls. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Have a great day. And remember, can't run too quickly unless you know where you're running from. My cousin Mia run from Commonwealth straight to the IMF. I don't know. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry is up next.
Well, I catch a group, I run and pick, and I bring them up to to the boat and I give them to you. You skin them fast while the freshest last lime and pepper over the lovely stew.